We'll be having a little chat about Israel today on The Truth Must Be Told, so stand by.
He's just ignorant. He doesn't know any better than to tell the truth.
It's the truth. I just want to report the truth. It'd be a nice change of pace, okay?
When in doubt, tell the truth.
And when I try to tell the truth, and they kick me off the air.
You can't handle the truth!
And now, speaking the truth, even though it hurts, here's the host of The Truth Must Be Told, Sal Passos.
And happy Saturday night to you guys, my second podcast this week. So glad to be here with you. And I just want to remind you, also to hit that like button and subscribe. And if you can't find me here, you will find me on Rumble, SPassos1, or The Truth Must Be Told. Either way, you'll find me on there. There's two channels. They both have the same material in them. All the videos are being put over there. And also, you can listen to us on a variety of podcasts, and I've listed them up here for you, including ImpactRadioUSA.com. And thank you to all of you listeners out there at USA, Impact Radio USA. We really appreciate you being here, and I hope the show has been a blessing to you. Please email me and let me know. It'd be great to hear from you guys. And as always, if you have a comment or suggestion or a concern, drop it in the comments below. I'd love to hear from you guys. All right. So a little bit about Israel. I want you guys to know that I do stand with Israel. All right. No question in my mind. I stand with them because the Bible says that, it's Abrahamic covenant. If I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. And that's that Abrahamic covenant has never been set aside. God has never put that broke that at all. Israel broke its covenant a few times with him. Let me just shorten this up a tad. There we go. But they have broken that trust with God many, many times. But today was an interesting day. A few hours ago, Iran fired drones and missiles at Israel. And I've got, this is the Times of Israel, one of their websites, the news. They fired missiles at Israel in the first ever direct attack. And this is Iran. And IDF says most of them were downed. They got most of them. So they intercepted most of them. And I think there were some injuries and things like that. But this actually is... So April 13th, Iran fired 200 missiles and drones, most intercepted, minor damage at IDF base. So thankfully, not too many people were hurt. But this... raised a concern for me, much like October 7th raised a concern for me with the attacks that Israel became under. Now, you may have heard about this by now, about the attacks that took place today, but I wanted to give you my thoughts on it, and I just felt like I really needed to touch this. But number one, there is an increasing hatred towards Israel. Now, these things will come to pass as the Bible said, okay? The Bible warns time and time again that Israel will be attacked. They will be, many times you'll see them. I'm going through the Old Testament again, and how many times I've seen Israel, the nation of Israel, the Jews, will forsake the Lord time and time again, and he brings judgment upon them. He brings armies in, they get captured, they go to Babylon, they go all kinds of, So time and time again. He also did not want them to have a king. He wanted to rule over them using the prophets, but they demanded a king, and he gave it to them, and that messed them up again. So So, but what makes this attack today? What makes it so different? Well, I told you before, in the Jewish mind, prophecy is pattern. Okay, what happened before will happen again. A pattern is set. And we here in the West tend to think like the Greeks do, that prophecy is predictions. And we don't want to do that. We don't want to be predictive, you know, predicting things. But prophecy is pattern. So that's why, you know, when you look at different things that took place in the Bible, and those patterns are being repeated again and again. So, and a lot of it is, they've also called, you know, a shadow, a foreshadowing of things. The Jews throughout the Old Testament, when you see that it was a foreshadow or a type of Christ that would be coming. There's all kinds of things like that. So it's very important that we understand that to the Jewish mind, prophecy is patterned. All right, so we're moving closer to the Ezekiel 38 war. Take your time, open your Bible, and read that the nations are going to attack Israel. They're going to come against them. They will gather themselves against Israel, but God's going to defeat them. Now, I don't know whether we're going to see the Ezekiel 38 war prior. Well, I think it comes prior to the tribulation. But there's really, it's kind of speculative from a lot of people. But the Bible is clear. The one thing that the Bible is clear about, that the nations will gather themselves against Israel. Israel is hated right now. There's so much hatred. I just watched some videos over in Dearborn, Michigan. What do they call it now? Durbanistan. So it's become a very Muslim city, and a lot of them are shouting out "Death to America, death to the Jews." And but we're seeing this, the hatred around the world of Israel. Even our own administration is telling Israel they need to do thus and so, or they're going to pull support. Which, you know, if we pull support from Israel, if we just stand back and let everybody destroy them, or attempt to destroy them, they won't get destroyed. God will maintain his people. But let them do that, that God's going to withhold his blessings from us. And I think we're already there. I think we're seeing so much with the evil and stuff that it's there, okay? Now, I'm telling you, we're seeing, and I've said this before, I'm going to say it again, we are seeing the birth pains of the end times. Just as a woman, when she gets closer to the time of her delivery, the pains become more frequent and intense. And look what Jesus said here. He said, when these things begin to come to pass, and he's talking in Luke 21 here about the end times, and he says, when you see them begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. So what is he saying here? When we see it beginning to come to pass, we need to look up. Christians, when we see this stuff that's going on in the world, this is the beginning of the beginnings of the birth pains have been going on for a while, but they're becoming more intense. Now, he warned his disciples that it would be as the days of Noah were before he returns. So look around. What do we got going on? Well, today we talked about Iran attacking Israel. There are wars. Jesus said there'll be wars and rumors of wars. Earthquakes. Now, I found this very interesting. Let me go over to the scene two again here. I looked this up. This is the latest earthquakes from United States Geological Services, USGS.gov. And these are today, in the past day. Look at them, 5.5, 5.3, 5.3, 5.2. And the amount of them is going up. There was just a 4.8 earthquake that took place in New York a few days ago. So what's happening? Well, what's happening is, it's what Jesus said. There'd be the increase in earthquakes. Evil is abounding. Our political leaders are following Satan, and they are telling us what they are going to be doing. They're not trying to hide it anymore. The stage is being set for the Antichrist's kingdom. All right, Klaus Schwab is calling for a one-world government. The Pope wants a one-world religion. A global monetary system is being established. All of this was laid out in the Bible that these things would happen in the last days. And we see this increasing. We see this increasing in scope and frequency at an alarming rate. So, if you spend time now, I'm going through a Revelation study with Lori from Brandon Holthouse, and you can get him through Sermon Audio on his study on Revelation. It's like a 40-hour study of messages that he did on Revelation. Today he was talking about Revelation 17, talking about the great whore. And the great whore is what's happening with what's happening in the world today. The divine feminine is on the rise. So that a lot of this is, and we're seeing it, that the political figures, the kings of the earth, are going to have an intimate relationship with the whore of Babylon. So we're seeing the politicians are lining up with a religious, they're having a religious bond, and that's going to bring disaster as we're beginning to see it now. So things are lining up with the days that it was today as it was in the days of Noah. And that's leading up to the next event on God's prophetic timetable, and that's the rapture of the church. Yes, I am a pre-tribulation believer. I believe that the church will be taken away before the start of the Great Tribulation. What will happen is the church will be raptured. Millions of people will disappear off the face of the earth. They're going to have to have some kind of answer for people as to why this took place. And I've spoken about this before, that I think the attack from aliens are probably going to be a very good excuse that they're going to use. That's going to start shaking everything up. And the start of the tribulation will begin when the Antichrist, he's going to come on the scene sometime after the rapture of the church, because the church is holding his identity back. All right, it's in 2 Thessalonians, talks about how the restraining force, that's the Holy Spirit, is holding back the identity of the Antichrist. He's not allowed to come on the scene yet, but he will soon. Once the church is taken out of the way, then he will be revealed. We won't see him as Christians. I believe we're going in the rapture, so we won't, you know, we'll know who he is. If we were here, we would know exactly who he is. He's the guy that's going to sign the treaty with Israel for 7 years. And that's going to be a time now. I don't know. I said, I don't know the timetable between the rapture of the church and when the tribulation starts. It could be a month, a day, a year, 7 years. I don't know. All I do know is that there's going to be such turmoil and shakeup from millions of people disappearing, babies and children, too, under the age of accountability, from what I see. And when that happens, it's going to shake this world up tremendously. But it's going to start when the Antichrist establishes this peace treaty, and Israel will believe that he is their Messiah. All right, the temple will be rebuilt. There will be a third temple. We talked about this too a while ago. I did an episode on the temple. But he's going to have peace. Jews will have peace, but only for about 3.5 years, because then the Antichrist is going to break that covenant with the Jews. He's going to desecrate the temple with his image and proclaim himself to be God. Then he is going to hunt down all those who didn't accept his mark at the end of the second half of the tribulation, he will hunt down and desire to kill every Jew in existence. Of course, they're going to flee to, some will flee to Petra and other places in Jordan. And it's only going to be then, the Antichrist is going to gather his armies in the Valley of Armageddon. And and he's going to split his directions to go to Petra, but he's not going to, they're going to seek out to destroy the Jews and wipe them entirely off the earth. But that's when Jesus returns to the earth at the Battle of Armageddon, and he will save the Jews when he destroys the armies of the Antichrist by the word of his mouth. So, and that's coming. That is definitely coming. And the blood's gonna be up to the horses' bridles for about 200 miles deep in this valley. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's gonna go on, but we're seeing the attack on Israel today is just another example of biblical prophecy that is unfolding right before our eyes. And if you don't believe it, you need to pick up your Bible and you need to read it. Now, there are many people out there today that say, no, there's no pre-trib rapture. We're already in the Great Tribulation. You're nuts, okay? That this is the... And people believe that Christians will have... establish Christianity in all of the arts and sciences and media and movies and music and education and government and all this other stuff. And then Jesus is going to return saying, hey, nice job, guys. That's not in the Bible. I don't see that anywhere. So keep in mind, those are people called amillennialists. They believe we're already in it, that Satan's already bound. Wow, somebody, I mean, he must have loosed his chain somewhere. Got to tighten that guy down a little bit more. He's not bound yet. He won't be bound until Jesus Christ comes at the Battle of Armageddon. Once that's over, he'll be bound for 1,000 years. And that's when Christ will reign on the earth with a rod of iron for 1,000 years. And we thank God for that. Okay. So again, I just ask you guys to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. The scripture says, they shall prosper that love thee. Now, this is a promise from God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. I want to thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to hit that like button. And, don't forget to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel. We appreciate all you subscribers out there, all the new ones I'm getting on Rumble, the new ones I'm getting on YouTube. Thank you so much for being there. It means a lot to me. And again, leave a message down below. I would love to hear from you guys. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you want to send me something private, you could do that through thetruthmustbetold93@gmail.com. thetruthmustbetold93@gmail.com. And stand by in the next episode. I'm going to be discussing the Nephilim again. And there's more to learn about who the Nephilim were and about the seed war. We're going to cover that a little bit more on our next episode. So make sure you stand by for that. Again, thank you for tuning in. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you next time on The Truth Must Be Told. Bye-bye.